Stories for Kids and Grown-Ups, international bestseller by Miguel Ángel Villapinto. Comparable to classic authors such as Andersen or the Brothers Grimm, the majority of Miguel Ángel Villapinto's 40 tales form part of the European and Latin American cultural heritage. Filled with magic, fantasy and values, all of them have been enjoyed and celebrated by thousands of readers the world over across 5 collections: Extraordinary Stories, 3 Tales of Wonder, The Lost Forests, The Bazaar of Dreams, Legends of Arabia, and The Cloudlings and Other Tales, and are now brought together for the first time in Stories for Kids and Grown-Ups.
Extraordinary Stories, 3 Tales of Wonder. The Little Paper Boat.
Once upon a time, in a paper factory, there lived a very special sheet of paper. Not because it was a different color from the rest or decorated in some astonishing way. No, in fact, it was white and plain like thousands and thousands of others that came out of that factory every day. But it was special because it dreamed of everything it could become. Perhaps a scientist will write a new mathematical formula on me that changes the world, it would tell itself, or perhaps a poet will write the most beautiful verses. The other sheets, whenever they heard it dreaming out loud, laughed at it, for none of them believed any of that was possible.
"That's only for a lucky few, little one," they would say. "You have to be born under a lucky star with fortune on your side. What makes you think you'll be one of them? You'll end up in a waste paper basket," others mocked, "and then in a landfill." And they laughed and laughed without stopping. But the sheet that never stopped dreaming never stopped dreaming. "Or perhaps someone in love will use me to declare their feelings."
And it imagined many more things, all of them beautiful and wonderful.
"I am a blank page and any dream is possible," it told itself, and it thought of nothing else.
It cared very little what the others said.
Holding on to that hope, the day it had been waiting for finally arrived.
It was placed in a plastic wrapper together with 199 other sheets, and left the factory on its way to a supermarket. Once there, it ended up at the back of a shelf, and every time someone picked up a pack of paper, it knew its moment was drawing closer.
But it also had doubts and fears.
Many people passed by every day, and yet very few of them seemed capable of making its dreams come true. Almost without noticing, one afternoon the crucial moment arrived. Expectant, it studied each person who walked down the aisle, and it was precisely the one it would least have wanted to come close who did so, who picked up the pack it was in and dropped it into the shopping cart. He was a serious man, with a grumpy expression, many worries, and not a creative bone in his body.
"Ha!" said one of the sheets that had mocked the dreamer in a scornful and triumphant tone. "I'd bet my last thread he's an accountant."
"What about your dreams now, little one? No mathematical formulas, no poems, no love letters. Just numbers to glance at once and then forget. Welcome to your brilliant future."
And the sheet that never stopped dreaming grew sad.
It would have wept if only it could, for it knew what the other sheet said was true. It resigned itself to its fate, and when it found itself on the accountant's desk, its only hope was that everything would happen quickly so the suffering would be as brief as possible. Whether it ended up in a ledger or a waste paper basket was all the same to it now, for in either case it meant the end of its dreams. That moment was not long in coming. The accountant's fingers were about to reach for it and cover